Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone. So everyone, tune in. Get involved, okay? Hi. I'm Talk Dude, and you are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. A talk show where I tell you what it's all about. All right? It's 9 o'clock here on the dot. I invite you all to tune in. Let us know what you're thinking. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Let me just say this from Jump Street. I am a handicapped person. I'm not just handicapped. I have a lot of handicaps. There are a lot of things that are basically just completely defective about me. See, I'm unable to even sit down and relax. I have a compulsion. I walk around and I talk. Not just the way everybody else does, but I mean, I do it. It's beyond my control. I've tried to hold it in, tried to stuff whatever, but it doesn't seem to do much good. I've had this problem my whole life. I inherited the worst of my parents' genetic material, and the doctor screwed up during my delivery, keeping me basically squeezing my head in forceps for like around an hour and a half, causing permanent damage. The doctor did terrible things, and I've been forced to live with them. But I know this still happens all the time. No doctor gets it right 10 times out of 10. But there's just so many things that are wrong with me that I've honestly just basically felt, I feel like giving up. I've met a few people throughout the course of my life who've had similar conditions. The problem is there aren't that many. You know what I'm talking about. Like, I think if more people basically were more defective, it wouldn't be such a big deal. When you're a kid, they wish they could catch it. You know what I'm talking about. You think when you're a kid, you basically think that it's like a game of tag, that it's like a pink eye or a cold. You can catch it just by spending a lot of contact with this person. And we know now that's not the case. God, if it was, I would be running around infecting people like crazy. Let me start. I try to sit down. My head starts rolling. My neck starts bending. I begin talking. I begin cracking my neck. I begin blinking, itching. Sometimes it's an itch. Sometimes everything itches with a Tourette tick. It's such an ordeal. From when I was a kid, I knew something was wrong with me. I just wasn't like the other kids. I wasn't just different. Something was wrong. Something was broken. I still remember when I went to public school and the walking around and talking started to get more noticeable. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, when you're a little kid, everybody runs around and plays this weird stuff. But then I started getting older. Kids started noticing that I did it. It was a problem. I basically stood out. You see, ever since I was a kid, even to this day, I still try and hold it in. I try to endure it, because I think maybe if I learn to do that, it'll stop. But you ever tried to hold in Tourette's, ADHD? You ever tried to hold it in? The stress and pain and pressure and tension it puts on your body can be especially damaging. Sometimes you just need to walk and talk. I found exercise helps, but once again, I have trouble sticking with a regimen. I have trouble sticking with the self-help, making a point to do it every day, every morning. Tire myself out with a lot of the energy ticks and all that. It's a real problem. What can I do about it? Here's the thing. I know there are certain foods I should avoid, stimulants, stuff with, you know, chemicals in it, stuff that will stimulate me. But without this stuff, I still have that problem. There are things that make it worse. Can't deal with any stressful situation, you know, whatever. That's a thing. I can't deal with stressful situations. My head just starts hurting, and my whole face just starts itching. It is murder. It is hell to deal with. I want everybody out there to know that I have basically looked up to other people with similar afflictions. and they live the hardest life. I remember my ADHD and Tourette's, even at school, kind of ruined things for me. See, let's put that aside for a second. The autism has been a problem, too. It wasn't just about everything being the same in a certain way. I was always attracted to the weirdest stuff when I was a kid. I always found the weirdest things to be interesting. I was drawn to some strange stuff. Certain stuff I had a passion for, attention. You see, Preacher's been telling me, he's been telling me, basically, that I look at all the wrong stuff, and it's true. Even my parents tell me, I look at a lot of the same stuff I did when I was a kid. I still hold on to it. Change terrifies me. Am I capable of changing? I want to tell myself, yes, I want to think so. That's what this show is about. You know? I tell you, I've met people who have this problem. I met more people that didn't. And they sort of hated me for having this, for being like this. I got to tell you, it's a thing, you know? No, it's just they hate you for something that's not your fault that you can't control. It's like all those men out there who are afraid of menstruation. Here's the thing. A woman needs to do this throughout the majority of her life. She's going to go through it. She's going to spend a fortune, a lot of her time doing it. And, you know, the funny thing is that every guy doesn't want to hear about it. Every guy runs from it. It's just getting mad at her for something that's nature, something she can't control, and something that if it didn't happen, there'd be no human race. A woman would have no way of knowing she's pregnant. It's a simple scientific fact. Some people are mad at you for things. It's not why you do them. It's that you do them. I myself, I have tried to sit back and just not talk, not jerk around. But it doesn't work that way. I walk around compulsively. I talk. I've tried holding it in. And I just get the worst migraines. I get even seizures. It's messed up. I remember I had trouble keeping friends. Not just in an adult way, but you sit around with the kids. I think it's weird when you're just talking out loud and walking around, and everybody has a problem with that. Once again, I don't want to do it, but I have no control. She just won't go away. She's there, and there's nothing I can do. I think a lot out there about those who basically have a problem that they can't control. Let me tell you, I went to an environment where I got picked on all the time. I know kids just pick on each other. It's just the natural order. I wanted to get away from that, but you realize it's just kids being kids. The reason that bullying is so important, I think everyone should be bullied at some point, is because it teaches you how to persevere. Life is going to pick on you. Life is going to be hard. You know, it's funny. To this day, I still try to hold my tics in. It's not enough to just, I can't make it stop. I can't. I've looked at basically a lot of all the times it got me in trouble. When the other kids would get mad at me when I was talking while they were trying to watch the movie. We didn't go to a theater or anything. We were basically indoors in the house, whatever. And they talked too, but not as much as me. The way they thought, here is a kid who is just walking around and talking and seems just sort of out of control. You know? There are all kinds of tics. I mean, this isn't just Tourette's. It's hyperactive Tourette's. I got all this energy in me. And the Tourette's keep pouring out. And talking and walking is the best way to relieve them. My mother's friend told me it wasn't such a big deal. It was okay. They forgive you for doing it when you're a kid, but I can't hold it in. No, dude, even to say, I mean, maybe in a way it's not as bad as it was when I was a kid because I'm on more medication, but this condition is never going to go away. It's never going to stop. Once again, believe me, I've been trying. I still try. They say you just need to accept what you are, embrace it. Many of us need self-change, self-improvement. Who we are isn't good enough. We have to get better. That's a fact. What is the answer? I mean, I remember basically just having a strange being an antisocial person. Like, I remember when I would go to this mall and I would intentionally break bottles in the garbage, not realizing I was causing trouble. I remember the way that basically I would pace around and talk and people took notice. They don't like in a schoolyard when you're a kid. They fear it when you're an adult. They're afraid of you. That happened to me. I was labeled someone who had something seriously wrong with him. And you know what? Even to this day, there's still nothing I can do about it. I just am. I try to find a way to make it work for me. That's why I'm on this show. That's why I Tourette. That's why I'm on this show talking about what is. I found out there were certain tricks that I could do, certain things I could do. I could work out. I could cut down stimulants. I could take medication. I could try to think positively. Because I've noticed what really causes me to talk a lot is stress. Stress. But the truth is, once again, even with all this, I'm still going to Tourette. Once came across a woman who had the same problem as me. She seemed even worse somehow. And I know why. She wouldn't take any medication for her condition. She said so. She was doing even worse. I don't like the idea of basically needing to get all doped up, having to throw a bunch of pills, but see, what I'm like when I'm off this stuff, it's just terrifying. I wish I met more people. Is there anyone out there in radio land who has a lot of this problem? Autistic, having weird personal interests, the Tourette's, having to constantly tick and tick and tick, the ADHD, having to move around, having all this energy in me that is working counterproductively, that is working against me? Is there anybody out there who can tell me who also has this problem? If so, call in. I'd like to know who you are. Tell your story. Let people hear it. They didn't like me much because of the autism and the ADHD and the Tourette's. Kids pick on, they don't just pick on the kid who's smarter than they are. They pick on the kid who's more messed up. They label them retarded. The truth is, I was just suffering. I wonder if I was even meant to be around other children. I was sent away to a school, basically, for defective kids. Defective kids of all kinds. And normally that would be a good thing, but the problem was they're all screwed up in their own kind of way, and it didn't all work the same. It didn't work to throw them all under the same roof. There were problems. Once again, I got picked on. I got bullied. I was put upon. It happened throughout the course of my entire life. See, being so scrawny, I'm sickly, I'm underweight. I've been putting on a little bit more weight recently, but it's all settling to my stomach. It's not distributing throughout the body. Does that happen to all of us? I basically remember just sort of telling myself, things will get better when I'm an adult. Adults work together. It's 9:15 here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please, call in. Let me know what you're thinking. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. One thing that I noticed that was kind of, I was as messed up as any other kid. I mean, I know I was constantly a victim of bullying, but kids got each other. I could be the bully, too. I wish I wasn't. It was a problem. It was a real problem. I couldn't seem to deal with other kids. I didn't want to basically have to spend my life hiding out. I wanted to get along with the rest of the human race. I wanted to belong. I remember I met another kid who was autistic, too. I know I met other autistic people throughout the course of my life, but this was a guy you could tell was autistic. Kind of slow in the head, but there was something about him. We found out we were fans of the same television shows. We bonded. We were basically unbreakable, impenetrable. We wanted to do everything together. When we went to a daycare center, when there was all the bullying going around, we left together. We decided to go do the town. We've been through so much. We went through everything. And then recently it seemed like he was kind of cutting me off. He had new friends he was trying to get with, and he was trying to have other friends besides me. Maybe in a way we'd run our course. I don't know. It's hard for me to reach out to people, to forge a bond. So the truth was, maybe I wasn't ready to let him go, despite everything. He basically, at one point, he unfriended me online for no apparent reason. Apparently, he does this to everybody when he gets mad about something. It was nothing I had done. But I was the one wondering, why am I still chasing after this guy? Look what he's become. It was the thing, dude. I mean, see, even your closest, most personal friend, eventually they're going to do something that's going to piss you off. Most of them will never let you down, but sometimes that happens. Maybe he just gotten tired of me. At one point, I was starting to feel that way. I mean, I know we were deeper than anything, but at some point, I mean, look, having a BFF, a best friend forever, it's like having bed sheets with comic book characters on them. It's like having every single action figure from every superhero, whatever. It's cute when you're a kid. It's the coolest thing. When you're an adult, it's just kind of sad. Those people get married and have children. They don't just fall in love and want to pass on their genetic material. And they do, but the truth is, they long for a social life, a connection of, you know, people like they had when they were kids. We always say best friends forever. Nothing will shake this bond. We are together. We are one. We're united. But at some point, the band breaks up. Different people having to go different ways, having to focus on making money a certain way and just focusing on positive things in your life. It's a fact. Eventually, things change. You need to change. I don't know what to do. I wanted to have a social life again. I wanted to feel connected. I wanted there to be some people that I knew. Let me tell you something. I was the kind of guy people did really like at first. You know, when you're a kid, you like me at first. It was true. Yeah, but then I would go on about the same things. They would see me Tourette and talk out loud. They would see me whatever. It's like they liked me at first. But then they saw the autistic, the Tourette, the ADHD stuff, the tics, and they were put off. It was a problem, a real problem. Still is. You see, a lot of times I spend my time worried about the future. What am I going to do? Even to this day, I mean, everyone says you just got to work harder. The thing with you is it's harder for you, so you just give up. You have to work hard. You don't just say, I can't do it. Life is harder. Life is even more of an ordeal. It happens. And, you know, even the stuff, even the simple stuff that seems to come natural to other people you struggle with, you're going to have that your whole life. You just need to deal with it. Everybody out there, I want to tell you that. Some days I just feel like giving up. But no, I got to keep pushing. Got to make it happen somehow. Like, once again, I was addicted to stimulants, junk food, particularly soda, energy drinks. Oh, man. I was putting gallons of those things away. And if there was anybody who didn't need that stuff, it was me. I already have too much energy. Once again, stimulants, the worst thing. You know what I'm talking about? I personally, that stuff just drove me nuts. I need to find ways to relieve what I'm going through. And basically, I just tried to hold it in, but I don't know. One of the things I've noticed that helped with my ADHD and Tourette's was chewing gum, squeezing grips. I would whistle and snap my fingers. I would do all this stuff. Something I knew was broken. It's bad for me. Dang it, I didn't know how to stop it. I just didn't. You know, I often say that I was put into school with troubled kids, bad relationships were all I could hope for. But you know, what got to me was, look how I am without, I mean, how would I have done in general population? How would I have done in a normal setting with normal kids? How far would I have gotten? Because let me tell you, I did some of that, and it didn't go so smooth. I don't know. I basically still try to do the right things. I try to ride my bike, whatever. There were times when I didn't even really do anything. I didn't Tourette, tick, and talk wrong because I'd worked all that energy out of me. But people who knew me, people who basically had seen me around, were so afraid I would do something wrong. I was labeled. Once again, to help deal with my insomnia, my ADHD and OCD, I would drink. I drank for a while. Oh, man, I put that stuff away. Once again, that's what I was trying to do instead of drinking the energy soda. I drank booze. Some people can drink responsibly. I was not one of them. I would come apart with that stuff. I used to mix it with my medication. I tell you this because I know a lot of other people do it. It's a slippery slope. You don't know where you're going. It's terrifying. My mother was frightened of the whole idea because my grandfather was an alcoholic. He smoked and drank to deal with a lot of the pain that he was going through. It was a time when the right medication wasn't readily available. And I keep saying, even with this stupid medication, it doesn't do that much. I still have this problem. I don't know what. I don't know. I mean, I'm just wondering what I'm going to do with my life now. How am I going to get by? I have a problem, and I don't have a lot of control over it. Thankfully, this show, I get to rant and rave and say what's wrong with me. I get to basically tell you what I'm going through. And to try to tell you not to just give up. Thank you. Thank you for this format. Thank you for the opportunity. Life is what it is, okay? Life can be easier. I'm telling you that much. You can make life easier in the right here and now. Me, I hold on compulsively to stuff. I obsess over things, and I hoard on junk, too. I'm basically telling you, you can fight. You can fight. Out there, let me tell you, I'm fighting. I'm not just going to give up. I need to basically get by. I often basically think about all the things that I want to do. I often think about all the things I'm not going to let stand in my way. Every obstacle is meant to be knocked down, to take aim at, to basically battle. We're all meant to continue to evolve throughout the course of our entire life, not just stay in one spot. One has to progress, one has to change. Honestly. Tell yourself, what do you do? What do you do to basically make yourself to be? Honestly, I got to tell you, I miss a lot of the friends I had. And I feel bad that basically some days I feel like my condition is getting worse and worse. But you know what? I don't give up. I refuse to. I battle. One needs to fight. Are you fighting right now? We're all disadvantaged somehow. Are you playing through it? I'm fighting. I'm refusing to settle to say that life won, life beat me. See, life is like a dominatrix lover. It will dominate you. It will basically try to submit you. You got to be strong with life. You got to grab life and hold it. Make her do what you need her to do. Figure out how you can get what you want. You can rule. You can dominate. You can own. I want to thank you all for listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. I'm Talk Dude. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com, and we invite you to call in personally. Let us know what's happening with you. All right? Okay. All right. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Let me tell you, people have told me there's something brilliant about you. They've said that to me. I've tried to hold on to that. I've tried to believe this truth, to let the brilliance come out. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you, and good night.